Grace and peace, and welcome to this installment of Thirsty Thursday. Glad you're on this podcast where we are thirsty for God's word of love and life. And I pray what I share with you today that it will actually provide that for you. We're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 40. Now, the book of Isaiah, a powerful book here. And this scripture points to God's people being comforted. And I think God's word tells us that God gives hope to desperate people, to times and places that need that word. And certainly God gave hope to the people of Israel in the midst of their darkest days. Life was hard. And God's word is also at work today, creating hope in and through us for the sake of the entire world. And so that Isaiah chapter 40, if you got your Bibles open or you want to look at that later on, it starts out with saying, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry for her, that she has served her term, that she has received from the Lord's hand. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." And then it goes on to give this image of a wilderness. And in that wilderness, the grass withers and the flower fades. But when the breath of the Lord blows upon it, then there is life. The word of God will stand forever. And so then I'm going to skip over a bunch of verses here and move toward the end of this chapter. It says, "To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. So why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You might recognize in particular those verses toward the end, that we will wait for the Lord and we shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Words here, I think, that I wrote down in my Bible right next to those verses. God sustains us. God sustains us. God gives hope to desperate people. You know, Christians often have a picture of God that comes from some combination of stories that we've read in the Bible, what they know about who Jesus is and their own life experience. So how would you describe God? Just for fun this week, make a list of all the words you might use to do this. And what do those words teach you about the way you think about and then relate to God? Where did your ideas about God come from? What life experiences have shaped the way that you see God? There's a whole lot that goes into the bucket that stirs before an image really does begin to emerge. Well, many people, especially those who've suffered through times of difficulty and despair, they would probably include words like power and majesty on their list. Maybe this is true for you too. Maybe you would use big words to convey a big God. Many people want a God who can protect them, guard them, provide for them, and most importantly, love them. Often life seems so hard and so hopeless. But when we turn to the words of the Bible, we hear how God works in the world for the good of creation. Or said a more simple way, our God gives us hope. And so when have you most needed God in your life? And do you feel like you received what you needed? Or were you left somewhat empty? Again, I think we see in Isaiah and throughout the tapestry of Scripture that God has cared for God's people throughout human history. And so are you ready for a few seconds of history here? Through Moses, God led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. After 40 years in the wilderness, the people settled in the Promised Land. For many generations, they were ruled by judges, and God was their king. But they wanted a king like all other nations. And so God anointed David to be king of Israel. His son Solomon succeeded him. But after Solomon died, the nation of Israel split in two, making it even more vulnerable to its enemies. The northern kingdom, then called Israel, fell to the nation of Assyria in 722 BC. The southern kingdom, then called Judah, managed to hang on. But Judah found itself squeezed between its more powerful neighbors, Egypt to the south and Babylonia to the east. In the midst of these battles, the prophet Isaiah warned Judah to trust in God and not pick sides. The people of Judah didn't listen. They made some bad choices and turned away from God. The Babylonians conquered Judah and destroyed the capital city, which was Jerusalem in 587 BC. The leaders of Judah and most able-bodied adults were sent into exile, many of them carried off as slaves to serve their enemies. In exile and far from home, God's people lost hope, but God did not abandon them. In Isaiah 40, verse 10, we say, "See, the Lord God comes with might." And this God who comes gives hope. So it was into their darkness that God sent a prophet to declare this promise. One day the exile will end. And sure enough, 50 years after they destroyed Jerusalem, the Babylonians were themselves defeated by another enemy. The victorious king of Persia sent the Judean exiles home to Jerusalem and even let them rebuild their temple. Well, the people of Judah lost hope, but God never lost sight or left them. God spoke to them through the prophets. The story of the exile reminds us that God pulls us through in spite of everything. God commits to each and every one of us. God cares about us. God is for us. The Bible is an important book, too, that bears witness to the way God works in the world. But it's also a living word. God is still speaking today. We can hear God's voice through the written word of Scripture, through the words of the Bible. God actually comes to us. Through these words, God's word is active in our life. The word comforts, changes, and empowers us to participate in God's mission to love and bless the world. We need not be fooled by that big, quiet book that we walk around with or that's sitting on our shelf. The Bible proclaims, testifies, moves, and grows. God's word is alive and at work in our lives and in our world today. Which means we are a people of hope with a message to share with the world. You see, God doesn't give up on you. So don't give up on God. God's story proclaims hope to those who might have lost it or maybe never had it in the first place. And this story is life-changing. Filled with the hope only God can give, the message of hope spills out of us and into the world. God's people are a people of hope, called like the prophet Isaiah to proclaim freedom and reunion. And hope accomplishes miraculous things. Yes, it does. So look at the world around us. There's illness and poverty and war and suffering. It's everywhere. You may be tempted to ask where God is in the midst of all this pain or if God has abandoned us. you wouldn't be the first. Well, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. God never leaves us. God gives us hope even when things seem completely hopeless. God stands with us. God speaks to us through the word, and this word empowers us to make good change, hopeful change in the world. You see, church, God keeps promises. God kept promises of care and presence over 2,500 years ago. God keeps these promises today. God keeps them through people like the prophet Isaiah. And so as you share God's message of hope and work to make this world a better place, God keeps those promises through you. Yes, the promises of God come alive through you. And so a question for you to ponder upon this day. Where do you most need God's hope and protection in your life? Look for the ways that God works in your life and thank God for them. How is God using you to provide hope and direction to others in the world? Good questions. And remember, as you do that, He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yes, indeed, it's God who sustains us. All right, stay thirsty, my friends.